a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I have an update for you on something that I brought to the table yesterday, very serious, like big thing for the Lewis family.
Yeah, it was so serious.
Got a dryer for the first time ever, and I have real trust issues with dryers because I assume that I'm going to put all my clothes in and they're all going to come out doll-sized.
Okay, number one, you took us down a garden path of emotions, which thanks a lot for that because you made out like it was something really serious, and you could tell in my face as you were telling the story that I was like, oh no, I was actually really worried because I thought something was happening.
Yeah, and you thought it was animal related, so that's why you cared.
Yeah, and then you came out and you're like, no, we're just getting a dryer.
No, that's not. I didn't say we're just getting a dryer. I, to be completely honest with you, that journey, that emotional journey that I took you on was because I had gone on that journey myself. It is a big thing for me because, again, I've never – like, am I going to put all the sheets in and get tea towels out? I don't know.
Okay. The thing you should be more worried about is cleaning out the lint filter so it doesn't set on fire.
Yes, correct.
That's the thing you should be more worried about.
Also freaky. Like, yeah. And what the fact are these things?
Okay. So one time my friend put a bunch of, like, tea towel – he worked – at a venue, whatever, he washed it and dried a whole bunch of like tea towels and towels and stuff like that, had them in the back of his car, picked them out from the big dryer, put them in the back of his car, was driving home and was like, something smells. And they'd set on fire from all the static.
They were smouldering.
Yes.
Oh,
so you've got to be careful about that too.
So now
you can't just leave it like, you've got to take out the dryer and fold it
like
and put it away.
Earth it. So get it out and throw it on the floor.
Yeah, or like sometimes I just roll in it.
Oh, that sounds nice actually.
Especially in winter. That's it's good.
So anyway, we had it delivered yesterday, free delivery too. If you'd like to know who delivered it then and who I bought it from, give us a call.
522-2955. How the middle management lives.
No, it's free. I didn't. If I had paid for it, I would have been trying to squeeze it in the back of my car.
Oh yeah, true. Okay. True. Yeah. You would have asked
how
me.
Sad. How sad. How middle management lives.
Yeah. New white goods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone passed away before we got ours.
Yeah,
that's the way it should be.
Anyway.
Very sadly, by the way. Yeah.
So we got it delivered and the delivery guy sort of came into the house first to work out the path to the laundry because he's going to have to wheel it in.
Yeah.
And as he's walking through, he goes, nice house. And I was like, thank you.
Did you know he was you?
What? No.
Of
course he wouldn't.
Nice house. You got a free K-Rock beanie for me?
No.
That's what everyone always says. That's what they all want.
So he said, yeah, nice house. So we took that as a compliment. But then he dropped it off. I plugged it in. Tragedy.
Self-installed.
Tragedy struck immediately. Disaster struck immediately. Before it even plugged it in,
okay,
something has gone bad with the dryer, and I knew this would happen.
Okay.
I knew we shouldn't have got one.
What?
But I let Kalia talk me into it. Look at this finger here. Can you see that paper cut? I got that. Unpacking it. And folding up the big box to put in the recycling.
I can't with you anymore.
It sliced my finger right on the knuckle too.
Yeah, that's great.
Right on the bend of my finger, the top knuckle in this finger too.
No, that's good. No, I've got that finger too and I'm putting it straight back at you for non-dryer related purposes.
This is what dryers do to people, guys. Yeah. This is what they make you bleed.
I know.
This one didn't technically bleed, but geez, it stung in the shower last night. I was very annoyed.
If you bleed on your sheets, you can wash it and dry it so quickly now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is what's trending.
Another day, another celebrity mugshot. We got Justin Timberlake's at the start of the week, and now we're finishing off the week with the ex-partner of Kylie Jenner, rapper Travis Scott's.
Oh, okay.
Mug a shot.
I thought we were going to do a deep dive on the Giddy Caruso trade and sort of what it means for the Bulls.
Okay, you can do that off air with Kingy. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame here in sickle mode. So, Travis Scott allegedly told police it's Miami after he was arrested in the US for disorderly intoxication and trespassing.
Wow. Was he in Miami or
he
not?
He was in Miami at the time. So, a fight reportedly broke out on a yacht and the boat owner didn't want to press charges but did want him away from the vessel.
Classic yacht fight behaviour. Mm. It's Miami.
It's Miami. Like he said to the cops, it's Miami.
I'm in Miami.
Miami Beach Police Department officers... Beach. Told, have told, It's Miami, yeah.
Where's that song? Go on, keep going.
They said that he was drunk, causing a disturbance, and asked to leave multiple times. Apparently, they also said he became irate, screaming profanities left and returned to disturb some more.
Oh, good on him.
He was arrested at 1 in the morning, booked at 4 in the morning in the Miami County Jail.
Remember this?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we going to hear this at the So Tired party?
Maybe. When I step on the scene, y'all know me.
Because I walk with a limp like a old school pimp or a real OG. Oh, my God. How do I know this?
It's like
this?
It's like ingrained. Yeah, yeah. I have
Wait,
not
hang
thought
on,
about
it. Hey, you looking kind of cute. Hey. In that polka dot bikini, girl.
Wow.
Oh, this is coming out. It's so tight. This what I want to do. Take off that polka dot bikini. Okay, we're getting to it. Hang on. Drink all day, play all night.
Let's get it popping. I'm in Miami, bitch. So, that's LMFAO, but that's pre-party rock anthem.
Yeah.
That's like OG LMFAO.
Yeah, that's like Jersey Shore intro LMFAO.
Deep cuts this morning.
Exactly.
There you go.
He has been released and he's on a plane out of Miami. Got there first thing the next morning.
Cannot believe Red Foo would do that.
No. Travis Scott.
Oh, sorry. I got confused with the whole. Oh, that's a bit of fun that I did not expect this morning on K-Rock 955.
Thanks, Travis Scott. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. I used to be a very big gig goer back in the day and it would be, and I know you were the same, it was like Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just gigs.
Still, not every week, but man, the gigs that I do end up going to, it is like a Tuesday night.
I know, right?
Yeah, and it's in Frankston. Cool. Yeah.
Exactly. And back in the day, you didn't need sleep, but now you kind of do.
Mm.
And I've discovered, though, because, you know, it's no secret that my anxiety is quite high. I've got OCD as well. So it's one of those things that as I'm getting older, it seems that it's getting a bit worse. Even though, you know, every day I'm like, God, I take my brain pills
every day.
My brain pills. Come on down. And I noticed that when I've been going to gigs lately, it's just very loud and people touching me and I'm getting very overstimulated,
right?
And I'm finding it really difficult and it's making me sad because I'm like, I love live music.
You get very elbowy when you go to gigs now.
Well, no, I did on the dance floor. I've been known that if you come into my space really hard and you're a real bee about it, then all of a sudden I'll start being like, look at me dancing, but I'm throwing elbows back.
Yeah, do the hustle.
Because you don't need to be on my back.
Yeah, fair.
You know, I am not a mattress.
Get off
for
my back,
you. Exactly.
Man.
Seriously. Yeah. But I tried something new at a gig last week.
Yeah.
The Bowen Heads Pub. I put in earplugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I know this is not new for a lot of people, whatever, wearing earplugs at gigs.
Yeah.
But do you know how much better I felt?
No, I hate it.
What do you mean?
I hate it. So I've tried it obviously when I was a child. Like it's been around that long. You know the squishy ones?
Yeah.
Now you can get like these fancy ones off the internet.
It wasn't the fancy one. It was literally like the ones that tradies wear.
Yeah.
But I just took it, the orange, bright orange.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like listening underwater or something when I
loved it. I was just like, oh, this is so much nicer. And Jimmy's like, you're so much calmer. And
nice.
I'm like, I know, I feel real. And then, of course, throwing elbows because, like, people in my space, and I'm always in a walkway. Always in a walkway. Why? Why is my energy always in a walkway?
Walk
it's
around
always me.
Me.
Walking near me. I can never not be in a walkway. But the earplugs, it made me feel really good. And obviously, you can invest in some really good ones. But if you've only got some of those tradie bright orange ones, pop them in and have a go. That's my little tip.
Very annoying if you're going to a gig with someone who's wearing them, though, because you're like, hey, do you want a drink? I'm going to go to the bar. Hey.
Yeah, true that.
Hey, Log. Nah, I forget you. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. I am carrying plenty of anxiety around this segment this week because you were scathing. Absolutely scathing as to the quality of my fun facts last week and really have given me quite the complex. So,
well, it's quite funny because you came to me about an hour ago and said, hey, you know how you were away last Friday? So what is it, Tom? Was I away last Friday?
No, we established that I was like, wrong about that. It just felt like
you
weren't
also,
there.
So you also, I mean, just if so felt, facto,
just felt like
wrong
my
about
friend,
this.
Friend wasn't there and it was some sort of grumpy, angry.
Okay, all right. I'll be your friend. I'm your friend.
Which ties in nicely with the first fact for today because there is a
You're not going to do the thing.
Oh, come on.
No, it's too long. All right, just, sorry, Tom, whatever floats your boat. I am here for you.
Ties in nicely with this first fact because you were here but you weren't your normal self.
Okay.
Research suggests that there is a certain time of every month that women perform cognitive tasks better. Mm. And it's just for a week.
Yeah.
Each month.
Yeah.
And as a man.
Say what time of the month it is.
As a man. Well, it depends. It's different for everybody,
it
isn't
is.
It? Yeah. And so as a man who has very close relationships with some wonderful women,
yeah.
but has found there is a week most months where in terms of those women's cognitive appraisal of his day-to-day performance,
yeah.
it can be quite scathing.
Really?
It's quite.
See, because the thing is,
yeah.
so,
all
men,
right, so
men have hormones that just stay the same the whole time.
Mm.
But unfortunately for us, we have to deal with hormones levels that go up and down and up and down and have effects on the natural world. That is our natural world inside of us.
Geez, your cognitive skills are quite high today. This week.
Would I be at the end
Lauren,
of a certain cycle?
It all makes sense. Did you know?
I will hurt you.
Did you? I know. You do every day with your words. Did you know a quarter of 18 to 34-year-olds have never answered a phone call?
Get out.
Never. That seems like they need a friend.
Yeah.
You'll like this one. African elephants have names for each other, actual names.
Oh.
Dumbo is the most popular.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, I've just made that up.
you almost had me with that fun fact, mate.
Yeah. How's your cognitive skills now? Designer Rudy Gernreich produced the thong, a.k.a. the G-string, as a response to the Los Angeles law prohibiting nude public swimming.
Oh!
It allowed the wearer to be as close to naked as possible while still covering all the essentials.
I love that.
We thank you for your service, Rudy.
Yes.
And we'll wrap it up today. I've got another one. Japanese primary schools provide children with unicycles to ride during playtime.
Oh, that's cool.
Not bikes, unicycles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, fine motor skills, isn't it?
And the photo, you can't see the photo, but the photo is just of racks and racks of unicycles that aren't being used because you know those kids tried it once and were like, it's a very Australian government thing to do. Okay, we're going to spend $1 billion on unicycles for every child.
Yes.
And the kids will use them once, realise, oh, God, this is too hard, and then they'll sit there gathering dust.
Exactly.
Good on you, Japan. And let's wrap it up with another animal fact. Tamar wallaby mothers can produce two different milks at the same time.
Oh.
A younger joey in her pouch gets milk that is rich in sugars, while an older joey has milk that is high in proteins and fats.
Let's just celebrate women everywhere.
The amazing, the power of the woman. And also, it goes to prove milk, lemonade. Round the corner, chocolate's made.
I'm not supporting that.
That's your fun fact.
One day you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's
fun fact.
Friday, I'm in love. Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
Why don't you get this podcast again sometime?
And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.